Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Talk with your hosts, Rosemary Fox and Pat Rivers. And tonight, we're just going to talk about this and that, nothing in particular except that it's Christmas, and I'm going to talk about the new moon, because that's kind of important, or the full moon, rather, coming up. So, Merry Christmas, everybody that's tuned in tonight. We appreciate you listening to the show, and I want to wish you all a very happy Christmas, because we are coming up for that, and so far, it's pretty peaceful, so we want it to stay that way. So, Pat, do you have any Christmas wishes that you want to wish our callers here?
Jingle bells, single bells, single all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Hey, everybody, Merry Christmas.
I just told Pat that I'm not playing any Christmas music tonight. I could just about run that out. Maybe tomorrow night, or tomorrow night's show. But tonight I'm thinking, now let me play one of my favorites, is Will Downing. So I will play him because I can only do so much Christmas. And we were talking about the stores. You know, go in stores. I know it sounds miserable, but I was in Walmart, and they played this tape, I guess, of three or four songs, and then it went back to the first one. And I was actually thinking, all these people in Walmart have to suffer this all day long. It gets on your nerves. After a while, it starts to get on your nerves if you're in there. Like,
I don't
anyway,
play it down here. Yeah, it's a bar humbug where I'm living.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any Christmas music except for what I'm just saying.
Right. I know. So I don't give predictions for the new year, but I do want to talk about the full moon that's coming up on this day. And it hasn't been around in 38 years. And it's funny because I've been talking about the moon configurations since November to now. I mean, I always kind of honor the full moon and new moon and so on, but they seem to be very special. And the full moon that we have coming up on the 25th won't be around again until 2034. So if you have issues, you know, especially it's a family day, things to let go of, let it be that day. Because full moon energy is very dynamic. And also this full moon is, Aries is going direct. And it's kind of like getting on a train, okay, and it's not stopping. So whatever you want to put out, whatever your thinking is, you're moving forward in life, let it be, let's start on Christmas Day. Forget the New Year. Because the New Year is going to come and go, and people are going to wake up with headache. Not me, because I don't go anywhere, you know. But, yeah, the New Year is just going to come and go, and we'll be into January, and that's a retrograde. So it'll be something or nothing. So I feel like coming February, it'll be good. So I think I want you to remember it's a full moon on Christmas Day, which is amazing. And that full moon energy is a dynamic energy, a fire energy. So you got issues, let it go. Let it go and move on and look forward to happier relationships and better communication and everything that you need to do and start on Christmas Day. There's never a better day than that to do that. And also, too, next year is the year of the fire monkey, which means a lot of people next year will actually want to be healthier than they've been. I know that we all go, oh, I have to lose weight. Oh, yeah, I should join a gym. We don't do it. Well, next year will be the year that people will start thinking more organically, more less GMOs. People will want to get in shape and be more conscious of their bodies next year. And also when it comes to world events and political things, people are going to realize they can't really change it and that life goes on. And I think it's going to be a little bit more laid back in that regard. But I do think more personal interests will take an upswing next year. And that's good. Because, you know, for everybody that has miserable relationships, you know, whatever everybody says, okay, losing weight and looking good is the best revenge.
That's true.
People get divorced and they lose weight and they start looking hot again. So I think that's true. So I think next year, maybe that's the reason there's going to be so many more romances next year, because people are going to look better and be more conscious of their personal attractiveness, if you were. So I think it's going to be a good year, because it's a 9-year. I think it is. Let's get on with it and let's do it. And I think, okay, we've been saying that for years. Let's get on and actually do it next year. Whatever you got on your agenda, let's go for it. So what are your thoughts about the new year coming up, Pat?
Well, I don't know. You're saying it's a fire monkey, because I'm the Chinese astrology. I'm a monkey. I think I'm metal or fire. I can't remember which one I am. So does that mean I'm really getting into good shape? Like I'm going to, you know, really look good? Is that what that means?
Well, it's just a general upswing. Of course, we're going to have the Twinkie people who are never going to change, okay? But I'm talking about people in general. When we say we're going to do it and we don't do it, and we think, oh, well. And instead of doing that, we're going to go, okay, let's make this the year that I'm going to take a walk, and or I'm going to ride my bike more often, or I'm going to do things to feel better and healthier. I think that's what the energy feel, and it is about get on with it. Let's get on with it and do it. Stop saying you're going to do it, let's get on and do it. So
right.
I think next year, and also that'll be good because there'll be a lot of people in relationships will be, okay, are you going to marry me or not? I've been with you 5 years, are you going to marry me or not? It's either going to be a do or die, and they're going to move on to people that want what they want. So I think it's good. Maybe people will make decisions that will affect them and benefit them in the long run and not look back and go, God, why did I do that years ago? I think a 9-year does that. It completes things. So
right.
I think it's good. Yeah. It's
well, you
good.
Know, on an esoteric level, what's going through with the universe and our planet Earth itself right now, I think it's geared more around the heart chakra. So you and I were talking before the show. I've been really introverted the last probably month or so. I talk to people, but I'm not like, you know, like you and I would get on and have a 3-hour conversation.
Yes.
I haven't done that with anybody. I just don't, it's not like I dislike people, but I've really been pulling my energy in, and I've been very introspective and just really kind of like a hermit. And I think, you know, with the planet and the cosmos, kind of what's happening is our heart chakra is being affected, and there's a lot of balancing and a lot of if you've had grief or anger or a broken heart or lost loves or anything like that, the earth is and the universe that we're living in is trying to balance out the heart chakra. So I think that's one reason we're feeling a lot of chaos in the universe and on the planet and all this. And so I guess once we get that balance, it'll go to the throat, which is communication, and that, you know, now we're getting into the higher chakras for healing and peace and true spiritual growth and evolvement. So I think a lot of what's going on, you know, you and I both are very sensitive people, and so when there's a lot of chaos on the planet, whether it's the earth itself with tsunamis or earthquakes, or whether it's people and the wars, we have to kind of keep that balanced, or I don't know about you, but I feel it 24/7. If I don't pay attention and consciously balance myself, I mean, I could really, I don't want to say depression, but I mean, it really severely affects me. You know, like the last few days, I've been having that real restless feeling, like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And whenever I feel that way, something happens. You know, there's something like with the terrorists, or there's something that happens. And so the trick is I have to disassociate myself and know I have no control over it. All I can do is pray about it. But I don't know about you. We talked about it. I've just been feeling really quiet, I guess is a good word.
Yeah. I think that I've been more focused lately on what I'm going to do next year. What am I doing? What do I plan to do? What do I want? And less more in the moment. And, of course, you know, Christmas week is, you know, there's not so much reading. So Christmas week, because everybody's rushing out, you know, spending money on gifts. And there are some people that leave everything till Christmas Eve. God forbid, I don't know how they do it. I don't. I don't. I could never do that. I could never leave everything to the last minute. I think the only thing I have to get is a pie and Brussels sprouts, and I'm done. I mean, with just about everything. It's just not.
Well, payday's tomorrow for me, so I'm one of the people, you don't know how we do it. I'm starting my Christmas shopping or whatever I'm going to do tomorrow.
Oh, good God. Are you
serious? I don't do much. To me, spending time, I'm out here by myself, so to me, it's really just another day. I go to town once a week. All my family's close to 600 miles away. So to me, Christmas, I just talk on the phone and Merry Christmas to people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I had the tree up the 1st of November. I had my packages sent abroad by the second week of November, third week of November this year. And I had
organized.
I am organized. When it comes to those things, I'm really organized. I had my tree up. I mean, people came here and they go, "You got your tree up?" And I go, "Yeah." I love my tree and all my ornaments, and I have it up for a good 2 months. So I really feel that the agony it takes to dig it out the cupboard, and it's all tightly packed in there, and all the ornaments are wrapped carefully, all that trouble it takes to do, I'm damned if I'm putting it up for 2 weeks. It's going to be up.
Oh, yeah.
And it will still be up in January, too, until I decide to take it down. I enjoy it. I enjoy my Christmas tree. I love the lights. And you know what's interesting, too, is that thousands of years ago, the idea of putting lights on a tree was a pagan thing. Early shamans used to put candles on trees and light up the tree. And that's where the idea of Christmas lights came. I just thought I was going to say that, because even though most people don't want to believe that Christmas is pagan, it is, and so what? So what's so terrible about that? The people who worship the earth, who were in tune with the weather and the sun and the moon and the harvest, what's so bad about that? Okay, so they didn't understand Jesus Christ at that time, but it didn't make them evil, okay? The people, that's what they were. They were pagans. All the rituals, so many of our church things that we have all come from pagan rituals. They may have twisted it and put another label on it, but it's definitely pagan. And so what? What's so bad about that? I mean, there's nothing. That's what I think about when we have labels, and that's why the world is the way it is. Excuse me. You know, we have labels on everything, and you have to do this, and you should do that, and pray 5 times a day, or whatever the hell it is. Why would you allow yourself to be influenced by what other people do and think when God is within you? God is within you and the universe and your relationship, and you know right from wrong. That's all you need to know, okay? You don't need to judge or be this or that or anything else. You know what's right and wrong. And when you start pointing fingers at everybody and this and that, that's why we have the problems that we do. Because you and I have talked about this too. What would it be if I said, "Oh, I believe in that and this, and if you don't believe, then you should die, or you don't deserve to be here on the planet"? What kind of mentality is that? So we, to make the world better, the rest of us here, have to have an open mind and understand the differences between right and wrong, and not be governed by a rule book, but by what we actually know is right and wrong, and have a good relationship with God. That's it.
Right.
Love is love, all you need to know. And I never understood that. I mean, look at the things through history. You know, I love Christmas. I'm not going to take my tree down because somebody is offended by it. No, and I will say Merry Christmas if I damn well please. So I just think that when people are worked up about those things and you shouldn't do this and that, how about be worked up about the horrible things that go on in the world? Cruelty to animals, abuse to children, domestic violence. Why don't you be worked up about that? Start worrying about whether I put a damn tree up or not. And that to me is just getting things into perspective, so that you understand what's right and wrong. We are coming up for Christmas Day here, and I see that Dollar General is going to be open from 10 until 5.
Are they really? I thought they were.
What's wrong with them? You know,
yeah, that's crazy.
Would like, I'm sure, to have a day with their family. Why do you need to be open? The gas station, so you run out of milk. You know, my attitude is this. You know Christmas Day and when it's coming. Okay, do your shopping the day before. Buy everything you need, the wine, the matches, the, you know, what, stick of extra butter, whatever you need. Get it the day before so that everybody can enjoy a vacation. When I saw that, I just thought, how insane is that? All these people have to work in here all day, and it'll be maybe a little busy. Maybe somebody will run in there for something because they know it's open. But is it going to be worth their light and payment of staff and that to be open? I just thought, how sad is that? That's what I thought, that they have to be open Christmas Day, please.
Okay, well, you know, last year, yeah, there was a lot of stores that were open on Thanksgiving for the first time for the Black Friday, and there was such a backlash of public outcry about it that this year there were very few of those stores at all that, you know, they actually made a big deal that were going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day. And they had done the same thing last year with Christmas and Thanksgiving Day, so I would kind of boycott, unless it's life or death, like someone's gotten ill and you have to have medicine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to go to Walmart and get some ibuprofen or something or whatever. I don't know. I feel very funny about that, too.
Yeah.
I think that's just,
you know, I grew
really
up in a country that doesn't have stores open on Christmas Day. Everything is closed except hospitals, medical service. And theaters are open if you want to go and see a Christmas movie. But all the shops are closed. That's it.
Right.
The gas stations are open. If you don't have it, then too bad. You're not going to die. It'll be open the day after.
Right.
Because it's a family day. It's a day when you're supposed to embrace your family, gift giving, and God forbid, no bratty children. Everybody loves their gift. Oh, my God. You know, I can imagine there's always some kind of tears somewhere on Christmas Day, but it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a happy, great, you know, almost like Thanksgiving, but the same kind of thing, a gratitude. You know, you're all together, and let's enjoy the holiday because tomorrow you work. In fact, in England, they don't. They call it Boxing Day, and that came from the tradition of when back in the early 1800s, boxing was a major sport, and it wasn't what it is today with the gloves and that. It was more like fist fighting, you know, in the ring. And that was a very big deal. That was the sport of the moment, and they dedicated that the day after Christmas to a sport day, which was in those days boxing. So they called it Boxing Day. So today, now today, it's usually soccer, football, whatever, on the TV. It's sports all day long on the TV. On Boxing Day in England, but that's what it is. It's a sport day, and everybody gets Christmas Day off and the day after, you know, and it's always been that way. But here, when I see little stores like that open, I know they're a chain. Shame on them that you didn't give the time off to your staff to spend time with their family. Shame on you. Or you better be giving them triple pay.
Yeah, good luck with that one. But you know what, I live in such a small town. I mean, the town I go to get my hay and grain for my horses, and they've just built one of those little baby mini Walmarts, just the little bitty ones. We have one stoplight in town, okay? Do you realize even in 2015, all the hardware stores and the mom and pops, everybody closes at noon on Saturday?
Wow.
They still close it, and some of them aren't even open. They're closed Saturday and Sunday, like the little furniture stores. We have, like, two little furniture stores. One of them does stay up until noon on Saturday, but the other one closes at 5 o'clock on Friday. It's really that old-timey, old-fashioned out here. So I can't even imagine these people being open like that. But, you know, the thing is that people forget, that makes me sad, Christ, you know, he was a master teacher. The Christ consciousness is throughout the whole universe because Jesus came to teach us a new way of being. Back in those days, people were still doing animal sacrifices when they would go to the synagogues. And, you know, it's still kind of a blood, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. If someone did something wrong, I mean, they would stone people to death back then, just like the Muslims are today. You know, back in the old Hebrew days, I mean, it was this violent. And I can't say anything because we've got the death penalty. We still kill people just in a nicer way here. you know, but it's still killing people. But the whole point of Jesus and his teachings was trying to raise the evolutionary energy vibration for the planet, for everyone, so that we could grow out of this barbaric caveman type drama of the way people were living to a higher consciousness. And so he's been around, it's over 2,000 years now, and parts of the world have truly evolved. You know, a lot of people have truly evolved, but we still have a whole group of people that are back in the bloodlust of, I'm not even going to say pagan. It's really just whatever these people are on the planet today. It's not Jesus' teaching. You know, it's the opposite. Like, Jesus taught love. There's a certain group of people, they're taught to hate. Jesus taught to turn the other cheek and love your neighbors yourself, and the other ones are taught, if your neighbors aren't the same as you, kill them. So
right. The
Christ consciousness, all of us who believe in a God of love, because think about it, in the old days, people were terrified of God. God was a wrathful God. You know, if you did something wrong, just like the Greek gods, if they didn't like you, they could, just like a chess game, they could just kick you out of there, take you down, throw you away. So people were terrified of God back before Jesus came. So his message, the Christ consciousness, is totally different from any other teachings that we had before. First of all, there's one God, not 50 million. You know, everybody had the, and back in those days, a city would have 200 different gods for that city. So everybody was praying to everything, earth spirits and all sorts of things. So Jesus' teachings were there's one God and one God only, and that this is a God of love. And it's not a vengeful, wrathful, eye for an eye, going to knock down with a bolt of lightning kind of God. So his message is profound when you look at the evolutionary process and what he was trying to change the viewpoint, the world view of the whole planet. And it's amazing that he survived, that his words have survived, and it's become the largest religion and the largest worldview on the planet right now. So we have to hold to that, and we have to, well, I mean, we don't have to, but I hold to that love image because I don't believe in a God of hellfire and brimstone. What I know of love, I've said it many times, I don't have children, but if I did and your kid, you know, goes out and kills a bunch of people, you're not going to hate your child. You're going to realize there's something terribly wrong with your child. You know, when you truly love something, that love never dies. It never dies. When you love unconditionally, the love of God, I don't care what your friend or your family does to you, on some level, you deeply love them forever. So that's the human's conception of love. How much greater is the oneness of God's love that we can't even comprehend? The love from whoever or whatever you think God is, that is the most powerful vibrational energy ever created. We only get a tiny glimpse of it here on planet Earth. We're only able to comprehend such a finite viewpoint of that kind of love. So when you think about how limitless and how profoundly huge God's love is for us, it totally changes the way you think and feel about everything. And so that's what, to me, is so important about this time of year. We're honoring Christ, but to me, it's deeper than that. It's honoring a great teacher and someone who really came to raise every one of us up and to really save the world from, you know, the kind of life that the world had before he came. So that's what's going on now. That's why there's so much conflict, because there truly is a battle between love and hate going on right now. And so
I think spiritual battle's been going on for a long time. And, you know, it's interesting that the movie Star Wars, and I remember when that came, I saw the first one, you know. And look what it is. It's about good and evil. And it was never more important I know it's a movie, okay, but never more important that is introduced right now, because that is such a more, you know, you're faced with the light of goodness, the force of goodness, and the force of darkness. And it shows you that in a movie. Maybe that movie's there to show us that we always have to fight for the right thing. We always have to stay in our power and do the right thing and be in the light and not to be in the darkness. Because even though darkness has overshadowed the earth many times, the light always comes back in and it always ends up that we find peace. The problem is that maybe we don't teach our generations. Maybe as mothers and fathers, we don't teach our children this. I mean, this is not a criticism, but a fact. How many people teach their children about love and about being a good person and about God? I think children know Santa Claus far better than they do know Jesus Christ. So it's not, you know, it's not such a big deal to just introduce that and say, you know why we celebrate Christmas? And teach your children that. They have to learn about love, and it cannot be a bad thing, okay? Teach them to be loving and kind and make the world a better place, because when we don't, generations upon generations that have the same old thing passed down and nothing changes, and we have such conflict in the world now, and look what we're facing. We're facing an enemy where we all need to, I said this the other day, where we all need to band together. It doesn't matter what color you are or what race you are, you need to stand together as a people and fight a common enemy. You know, you don't want your way of life to be destroyed here in America. You want this to be America as you've always known it to be, as it's always been. You don't want somebody coming here and changing it. And you need to take stock of that and be prepared to stand up for what is right. Because there may be a time when you have to decide that. And there's more of us than they are of the other kind, believe me. And
right.
It can be done. Yeah.
Well, see, it's just like when you're talking about the movie, think about it. Like I'm always talking about duality on this planet. That's the big lesson on planet Earth is duality, the good versus the bad, dark, light, whatever. And think about all the movies, like the cowboy movies. You know, it was always the good guys against the bad guys. And, I mean, it's even to the point that the guys with the white hats were the good guys, and whenever the bad guys were on the movie screen, they wore black hats. I mean, they even had that back in the 20s and 30s, you know. Like I had a boyfriend I dated here years ago. He was a cowboy. And so for Christmas, he had told me he would love a new cowboy hat. And he wanted a black one. He goes, I know white cat. He goes, I'm really conflicted because I'm a good guy, so I really want a white cowboy hat. He goes, but they get dirty so quickly. And he goes, and it's kind of cool now to have a black cat. So I think for the first time, I'm going to go with a black cowboy hat. I mean, it's like this big deal which trying to decide what color cowboy hat to buy. Because when people see you walking down the street in a black cowboy hat, that all automatically in the old days meant you were the outlaw, the bad guy. So, you know, think about this. Did you hear there's a woman on, I think she's on CNN. It's a black girl. She's one of the news commenters. But talking about Star Wars, she said it's a very racist movie because the bad guys are all in black.
Oh,
now,
how
far can we go with this insanity?
Yeah,
she says
ridiculous.
That Star Wars is racist and should be banned. Because the bad guys are always dressed in black.
Okay, so that's like saying, don't buy a black shirt, which I have a lot of black pants and black jackets. I like black, okay? So that's like saying you can't buy these clothes or wear this or do that because that's not considered a good thing. What is she saying here? So that
she's saying we're all racist.
Yeah, how old is this woman?
She's She's in her 20s, and she also has made many crazy comments that when we talk about hardworking people, that's a racist comment because we're talking about people in the slave days picking cotton when we talk about hardworking people.
Well, maybe she doesn't have her facts straight if she's only 20 years old because that Star
like
Wars movie has been around a long time. Yeah.
But I'm just saying people are really looking for anything to start a fight. That's the way I look at that. She's looking for any reason to keep this race craziness going. That's not even logical thinking.
No.
But that's how a lot of people are looking at things. It's gotten to the point with this politically correct. It's destroying the fabric of America. It truly is destroying our country. But when she came out and said Star Wars was racist, I'm speechless. I'm not speechless. I'm not going to say on the air what I'm thinking, but in polite conversation, I'm speechless. I can't even come up with the rationale to even debate that one. So
but that's insane.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
But don't you think when whoever you are, whatever color you are, okay, that when you make remarks to incite things, to give somebody an alternative view of something that doesn't need an alternative view, don't you think that problem lies within that person? It has
well,
to.
Well, they've bought that. What it is, it's a group of people who are trying to take America to our knees, and it's this movement that's going on in certain groups around the country that's their goal. It's just like the people who are going to go to tomorrow at Mall of America. There's a whole group of the Black Lives Matters and the New Black Panthers are going to shut down the Mall of America tomorrow. They're going to have a protest because it's the busiest one, you know, the last day before Christmas. And so the mall, since it's on private property, is having to go to court and get an emergency injunction to keep these protesters from closing their businesses down tomorrow.
Oh, God. You know, here's what I think, people. What do you think? Just imagine, let's just say Jesus Christ, because nobody knows if God is a universal or an energy, and most people, I guess, think of it as God as a man. But just think of the figure of Jesus Christ. What do you think he thinks? What do you think he would have his hands over his head right now? When you look down and you... No, I mean, really.
I know.
You've got people doing what? Why would you do that? Why do you need to be disruptive? The biggest thing that I fear, and I think this is what will happen if people don't wake up and get it together here and learn to be harmonious, is that when we have disasters, and I mean big disasters like earthquakes and tornadoes and things that flatten hundreds of homes, then only do we wake up. Then we wake up. Then we help one another. Then we, you know, would help an injured person, no matter what color they are, okay? That's the only time we actually wake up. So now we have too much idle time. Is there not enough disaster going on in the world here that you have to create conflict and hatred and upset in the country, you know, just to disrupt everybody? So if you want a slam dunk, it will surely be coming this way. Because that's what I think. You don't start behaving properly, then you will. It's not just Mother Nature. It will be allowed to happen. Because we do not wake up until we appreciate our life, until we love one another. Look at people in the war. They didn't know if they were. I remember my grandmother saying that they lined up for hours for one egg. Can you imagine that? For one egg. And for half a loaf of bread and so on, okay? And they did all this stuff, and you appreciated the food on your table. You loved one another because you didn't know if you were going to die tomorrow. You didn't know if we were going to have an air raid and your house was going to be gone and your family gone. Is that what you want? Is that, people of the world, is that what you want? Do you want to keep these conflicts going so that it's like, okay, you're not listening, here we go. We'll just create some disasters here. Because believe me, it's the only time when the human race seems to wake up. And that annoys me. You know, I have all kinds of friends. I have all kinds of customers. I don't care what color you are. If you're a good person, I don't care if you're Asian or whatever. I don't care. Okay? I only care that you're a decent person. And when until we start doing that, we start embracing people for who they are, then we're not going to get anywhere. We're going to have this conflict, and then we'll have a slam dunk. You just wait and see. Some big old disaster will come, and then we'll be in shock. Oh, my God, why did God let this happen? Really? How about the world is off the edge here and off the charts with the stupidity. And it's stupid shit, okay? And it is stupid shit. Wow.
Well, it's all an agenda, and I just the message that I want people to realize and think about, please do not buy into the hate to do. They want us to start hating each other. They want us to have this fight, and I absolutely refuse to have. Now, I will take up a weapon, and I will protect my country. I will protect my family and my valuables and whatever I have to do, but I'll be damned, and excuse me for saying this, I will not pick up an arm to go after a race of another American. I will stand shoulder to shoulder with every American. I don't care what you look like. But I am not going to fight another American who's buying into this hate stuff, trying to divide our country. Because the only way to take America down is divide and conquer. We're too
right.
strong. We're too. We're almost a whole continent. We're 350 million people or so. There's no way to take us down unless it's a nuclear weapon. But the only way you can divide America is from the inside out, and it's divide and conquer. You get us fighting amongst ourselves. I absolutely refuse to buy into the hate. I will love every person I want to love. I will be vigilant and careful. But I am not, and that's what I pray for everybody. Do not buy into this agenda like the girl saying Star Wars is racist. Don't buy into that. Give it just don't go there when you have all of these people with all their little groups trying to do this, trying to do that. Please realize there's a big picture going on here, and don't buy into it. It's all a scam. It truly is a scam trying to take us down. So
yeah,
I'm going with the love. I'm going to stand with every good-hearted American. I'm not going to fight another American.
I know you got, and you have that, and you also too have the good old boy mentality here. You know, even there's not a woman out there that hasn't come across that at some point in their life. You know,
right.
I'd be glad when all the good old boys are dead and gone. Because that thinking is outdated. Women are successful now. Women hold their own now. People run businesses, organizations, and a lot of women are by themselves and they're making it. And that's not what it was in yesteryear. So you got all kinds of thinking that want to change and be disruptive. And like Pat says, you know, this is a time, on this full moon, if you like, Christmas Day, that you're going to make up your mind to be the best person that you can possibly be. Be tolerant and kind and change what you can change. And that's the best message of Christmas. Because how else, you know, in like I said, in times of disaster, you wouldn't think twice. Just think about that. A building collapses and there are people trapped. Are you going to go, oh, I'm not going to rescue that person. They're black or they're Asian or they're... Please, you wouldn't do that. Anybody who's halfway decent would be helping one another. And the majority of people have that heart. The majority of people are good people. So do
right.
not be influenced by race or comments or any of that stuff. We just need to get along here and love one another and do the best we can. Because there's an awful lot of decent people out there. And I think you just hear about the bad ones. Because they're powerful, because it makes news. Think
right.
about that. The news
yep.
is all the more energized for all the terrible things that happen. Never hear about all the wonderful good things that go on. Yeah, once in a while here, because it's Christmas. But most of the time you hear about the bad stuff, and it gives it life. It gives the darkness life. And there's so much that we can do to make this world better. And let's do that next. Let's start next year if we didn't do it this year.
Right.
Okay. How about taking some calls?
Okay.
All right. Well, I know that wasn't too bad because I didn't know what the hell we were going to talk about Christmas thing today.
I say hang to the love. We're going to have to be careful. Our world is totally different. But just do not buy into hate and don't go living your life in fear. Hang with the love. That's what I say. Stick to the love,
yeah.
grab the love, and just put that out there to the universe. That's what I say.
Yep.
With your gun
okay.
on your side.
Yeah. Think that God's on your side because he is. Okay.
I said with a gun on your side. Gun, God, and love. There you go.
Okay, let's take a call. All right, 713-309. Hello.
Hi.
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 What is your name?
How are you guys?
Good, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Dejan.
Dejan.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready
okay.
for Christmas?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
God, God, love.
Okay, Dave. So what's your question?
I just kind of wanted like a general reading, to see what's coming up for myself.
Can't do general reading. There's a lot of people. You have to ask a question or an area that you want to know something about.
Okay. And how about romance?
Okay.
How come I knew he was going to say that? I must be psychic. Let's see.
I'm sure you have no problem dating whomsoever, Dejan. I really don't. Okay. All right. So are you going to go first or am I going to go first?
Well, what I'm saying right off the bat, did you have a girl in your life that was really very short and tiny, a little girl?
I don't think so.
Or do you have a little girl? Is there a little child? Not that you dated a child, but they're showing me two different things. I'm seeing like a petite woman, okay, and then I'm seeing a child, like a 2 or 3 year old little girl. Do you have a child around you?
No.
You have a niece or anything?
No, not at all. No.
Huh? I'm seeing this little girl. Okay, let me see. Okay, they're saying childhood. Did you have a someone from high school that you've been back in contact with, a romance?
Back in high school, I didn't really have a romance.
I'm going to let Rosemary go first. I got to tune myself back in here. I don't know what Rosemary, you go. I don't know what the problem is. What I'm picking up is that and this may be future. I'm seeing a kind of a small. Okay, I'm 5'8". All right. So for me, a woman that's 5'3", 5'4", I call that short. And that's what I'm seeing. If she's not in your life now, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing she's different from all the rest. She's very refined. She's intelligent. She's not that you have dumb people. She's educated. She's got a good heart. But I think she doesn't put up with any bull. She's one of these people that's very she expects you to be honest and trustworthy, and she doesn't play games. So if you haven't dated someone like that, that's what I'm seeing very strongly in your life. Was your mother petite? I don't feel like she was.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah.
No, she is.
Okay, well, this is what I'm seeing. I'm going to let Rosemary talk, but I'm picking up on this woman. If she's not in your life right this second, it's very close. I feel like it's coming up for your very close future. But I'm going to let Rosemary go, and I'm going to keep tuning in here.
Okay.
Okay, Dejan, there's a couple of things here, and I don't say this very often, okay? You're going to meet somebody, it's not now, it's next year, but it's more towards, I'm going to say, the beginning of summer. A lot of times those people don't like giving time frames, but I do, and so I want you to keep this in mind. You're going to meet somebody, and it's like, how can I put it? This is a very attractive chemistry, sexual. You know, you're going to meet this person and you're going to think that, oh, this is a good time. This is great. This is, you know, everything you're looking like hot look at everything that you're looking for. Okay. But it's actually going to turn into a serious relationship. Within a 3-month period, you're actually going to take a different look, a second look here at this relationship that you have. And you may be in love with this person. It's going to go from fun, good time. And usually that's not how things are. People either want a real relationship or they don't. But it's kind of like you meet this person and you think it's great. You know, it's like, ooh, you know, the whole thing. But it's actually going to turn into something you're not expecting. It's almost like you're going to wake up one morning and think, wow, I think I'm in love. Oh, my God. I think you're actually going, it's going to be a surprise to you. And that's not usual because most people, they're looking for something. I don't feel, even if you have somebody you see now, even if you do, I don't feel it, okay? I don't feel anybody special. I don't feel the emotions overflowing. Like, I don't feel a love connection. I don't feel that anything. If you go out on a date somewhere, that's fine too, but I don't feel that. I don't feel this like, ooh, this is going somewhere. This is going to be something. It's like flash in the pan, nothing in particular. I'm also seeing that you coming into the new year, you're going to be concentrating on money, on how to make more money, and you're going to have some great ideas. And I think somebody may come to you and it's like, there's some kind of
project or idea that you'll get together with somebody else, and I see you, you know, going forward. I don't think you're going to make mistakes. I think you're going to go, okay, let's do it, let's do it. And there's a decision to be made because it's financial. I don't think you're going to make the wrong decision. I just think, you know, what I want to say about any kind of doing anything is look at everything. Okay, oh, I didn't realize the license was going to cost that much money. We need to look at everything. Don't just jump at something. Just go, okay, let's find out how much this is and how much this is going to cost. Because I see in the big picture for you, that you're going to run the show. It's like I don't see you working for somebody else in the long run. It's like you're going to be your own man, your own boss, and that's what you want, but you don't have the resources to do that right now, but you will. So I see a lot of changes for you. I think even a move, even an actual physical move, you know, like moving home, and I see you releasing a lot of problems. But I do think it's all good for you. I think he has a little bit, you know, sucky right now, okay? And it might be even a little bit sucky in January, but next year is going to be a very good year for you. So I think, and you need to watch your health here. Don't burn the candle at both ends, because even though you're young, okay, do not think that you, you know, you can conquer the world. You do have to rest, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, what I picked up was the woman, this woman that I see, don't be surprised when you start dating her that she has like a two or three-year-old child. That, after we were talking, it all came through. I feel like the person that you're going to meet that you're really going to fall in love with is already going to have a child, but it's a really good thing. The energy and the love between the two of them is going to be so amazing, and it's going to open your eyes to a part of life you've never even experienced before. So I've also was picking up about money situation, that your finances are going to be improving, even if that means taking another job. I felt like that would be March to May of next year. I don't like to give timelines either. But I just feel like love and money are coming to you next year, as long as you keep your mind and your heart open. But I just feel like by this time next year, your life is going to be so different than it is right now.
Okay, that's amazing, actually.
That's what I'm picking up. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel good for you. And I don't say that to most everybody.
Yeah, I think so, too. So just hang in there. It's going to get better. Okay? And watch your health here. Don't do anything stupid here, okay? So have a good Christmas and have a safe Christmas.
And I just want to say one thing. I'm one of these people, I don't normally do this. When I give a reading like that, I don't like to say what a person looks like that's coming to you, because I don't want people to have preconceived notions like, oh, well, that psychic on the radio said that she was petite and you're 5'8", so it must not be the right one. So don't go by that. Go by your heart and your gut instincts. You know what I'm saying? Are y'all there?
I think the call dropped.
Oh, okay.
If you're still listening, caller. Yeah, that's such a shame. Yeah, but he didn't do it. It just dropped off. Sometimes that happens. I want to just say that for a second, too. Sometimes when the call drops, people get all ticked off. They've been waiting in line, and they want to, you know, get a reading and all this stuff. And it's out of our control. It's blocked.
Right.
Those things happen. Sometimes they drop my number, and I have to call back in the show. And I know it's really irritating, but there's nothing I could do about it. And so,
you know, I couldn't call into the show Saturday night when I did the Supernatural Roundtable. I couldn't call in at all. It kept saying all circuits were busy. They had to call me from Blog Talk. It was weird.
So Blog Talk, I just want to tell you that because people get all pissed off. And it's nothing I do, okay? It's out of my control. It's just the technical stuff.
Right.
Okay. Well, we wish him the best. I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right. So 917-376. Hello.
Hello, ladies. Nice to talk to you.
You
too.
Me
too.
What's
your name?
Thank you for taking my call. This is Ellen.
Did you say Ellen?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your question?
could you focus on my relationships, friends and family? Do you see anything coming up?
Okay. So you're in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Because you said
so relationship. Something regarding love. I'm just talking about like friends and family. Like those are types of relationships. But if we're talking about like a love relationship, no, I'm not in one of those.
Okay. All right. Did you get divorced in the last couple of years?
Actually, many years ago.
Okay. So I just want to say this to you because I know even to pick that up, okay, sometimes we hang on to energy we didn't, you know, we think we're done with it. But I want you to, I'm not a good meditator, okay, because my head is always too busy. But I want you to say it out loud that there's nothing from the past that will influence the future, that you let go of everything and none of that matters. Because sometimes when we've had a divorce or a relationship from the past, on a subconscious level, that influences our choices or the things we won't tolerate or this is what I'm mm-hmm. not going to do in your mind, okay? And that energy is still a little bit there. So you just need to empty it out a little bit more and the space is clear. I do see, just don't hang on to that. Don't hang on to anything. Just say, I was done with this years ago. If there's anything left of this, it needs to be gone. Just say it out loud because you don't need to know that. I don't feel, you know, we're in December now, so we're looking into next year for a relationship for you. And I actually feel it's kind of earlier in the year, like somewhere middle of February. Let me ask if that's serious. No, that's not a serious relationship. So that means that's not going to last, but it is going to be somebody that you'll date. Let me ask if you're going to meet somebody later in the year that's a serious relationship. Yeah, I do see almost like this time of year, almost like maybe November, December, the end of next year. And I hope that's not going to be disappointing to you. That's going to be something that you're going to stay at, that you'll be happy with. But I don't feel that you're going to have an unhappy year. I see things that are going to be good. On an emotional level, other people around you are not so happy, okay? So you have to be the one that keeps the spirit happy and upbeat, okay? There's a lot of discontent of some sort, and that may be in and around your family, but let that go here over Christmas time. Make it as happy as you can for everybody, because I don't feel everybody's happy here. And you know what? That might be to half the people calling in here tonight. I see there's a trip coming up for you. Did you just move as well? Did you just physically move?
No, I would like to, though.
Okay. Now, why is that on hold? Is it finances?
Yeah, I think I want to time it with a change of a job. I got a raise,
okay.
But I don't want a local move. I'd like something,
okay.
A bigger change.
Okay. I think that you're going to get it. And I also think that with that, and let me see when that's going to happen for you, because I do think you are going to have a big change. But I think that's going to happen around springtime, beginning of summer. It may even take as long as to the beginning of June for it to really kick in. But I'm actually seeing you with a lot more money. So the move is worth it to you. It's like, okay, I'll move for that, if you know what I mean. It's like there's money. So there's somewhat of a five-month window here in and around this action. I don't see anything bad here, except that I want to just say this. When you get a great opportunity, until it's in the bag, do not tell everybody. Don't go, oh,
yeah.
My God, I want this job and blah, blah. Don't. You do not want one negative thought aimed at you, negative energy, jealousy, nothing, okay? You do not want that. Until you got something and then it is definitely yours and you're packing your bag, then say something. Do not talk about opportunities, because I feel like you're somebody that attracts jealous people. That if you had a paper bag on your head, people would be jealous of you, okay? So I don't know what the hell that is. And as far as relationships are concerned, maybe the reason this one in the beginning is not going to work is because you are going to move, okay? And also, I feel that that person is a very dreamy, romantic thing, but I also feel you can't totally trust it. So please, please listen to your instincts. If you go out with somebody and you think the guy's great, and he's romantic, and he's handsome and all this stuff, don't throw your heart in the ring here. Because that's earlier in the year. Because after that, you'll have this other opportunity. And then that's maybe that's the reason you're not going to meet the right person, if you like, until later in the year. Because all this other stuff has to happen first. I don't see, and weird though it is, I do not see anything about your family except that I feel something missing here. I feel some kind of discontent. So are you seeing all your family at Christmas?
No.
Okay,
So Rosemary, you are picking something up that's accurate. That's all. Let me just say that.
Yeah, because it doesn't feel like Jingle Bells.
No.
But I think you've got great things to come. I think it's going to be a great year for you. And so don't worry about the romantic thing. It'll all kick in the right time, at the right place. So, yeah, you're going to move. I actually thought, in the beginning when I asked you, have you moved, it almost felt like it was a done deal. So that must be something that you're always thinking about. Okay, I want to get out of here. I want to move. Yeah, it must be because it just felt like it was on top of me, but it's really not until later. But anyway, that's my take on it.
Okay, Pat. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What I was saying from the beginning was, there's a young gentleman, he's probably in his 20s, maybe mid-20s with dark hair, and there's a girl with him, and I'm getting two different images. So I feel like, I don't know if you have a son that age or not, but I feel like two different things are going on. I'm seeing like someone might be getting engaged, like for Christmas someone may be giving, you know, an engagement ring. But at the same time, I'm also seeing that there's conflict with a wife. So are there two different young men in your life that are that age?
There's one, my nephew, any engagement in the near future.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that there's, you're probably going to hear about someone got engaged at Christmas. And the only other thing I was picking up on was that there's distance between family. And it's like there's been a lot of conversation going back and forth. There's been arguments. There's been times where you go not talking to anybody for a good while. Did they kind of take the side of the husband with the divorce? Was that an issue, why there's this kind of gap with family issues?
There are some issues, but it didn't concern my past relationship. It's some other family issues.
Okay. I just feel like there's a woman involved. I don't know if it's a sister or an aunt. There's someone else involved here. There's a lot of talking going back and forth, and there was true misunderstanding. But I look at life like this. My youngest brother and I were as close as we could be growing up. We had a little spat about 4 or 5 years ago. We haven't spoken since. I dearly love him. But there comes a point when we have to realize what's healthy for ourselves, and we can't be a doormat for people, and we can't hold on to grief of relationships, because we have to realize there's only a certain amount of time in the day. And we have to put that energy where it's productive. So when I'm having issues with family or friends, I just pray about it seriously, and I send as much love as I can, because we can't change another person. And sometimes the more we try to explain ourselves, when people have a certain mindset, the worse it gets. So I don't know if there's issues with some money they're showing me. But I feel like I feel like things are going to be better, not right up front, but they're saying like within a year and a half, if you can make contact with people, I feel like there's going to be a change with the family in a year and a half. I know that sounds like a long time, but I feel like if you really want to do this, pray about it, and before you go to sleep, the people you have issues with, ask to talk to them when your body goes to sleep, because our souls never rest. And our soul, that's when we do the most healing. We can mend relationships, we can heal bodies, we can help other people. You know, really program, if you want resolution with this, to do that before you go to sleep. and tell them you want to speak to them on a soul level. And we're constantly working, like I'm talking on the radio right now, but the people I prayed for this afternoon, my spirit's working on those people. My spirit's in communion with, you know, our spirits are multidimensional, and they're not just doing one thing at a time. We're so infinite, it would shock people if they had any clue how powerful we truly are. So I say, if you need resolution, if you want things to start working out, you might not be able to do it through your humanness, your physical body, but you sure can heal it on the soul level.
Thank you, Pat. What you talked about, like doing it in my sleep state or having my soul do it while in my sleep state, I've heard about that before and I've forgotten about that. So I will do that, and I appreciate you reminding me about that approach.
Right. When we can't do it on the physical plane, do it on the spiritual plane.
Wow.
It's very powerful, and it usually gets lots more accomplished than our physical brain could ever accomplish.
Yes.
That's what we are anyway. We're all love. We're all in the physical, spiritual planes, and that's what I say. If you want true healing in a relationship, go for it from that angle.
Yes. Thank you, Rosemary and Pat. I appreciate your taking this time.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for calling. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes,
yes.
You too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Solstice.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Wait, the solstice, is that today or yesterday?
It's just a few minutes before midnight.
It's tonight, sure.
No, last night.
Oh, last
night. A few minutes before midnight. Okay.
Well, at the 21st? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I don't even know what today is. All right.
It's the 22nd.
Okay.
Okay,
that's right. It was yesterday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Pat, before we get further along here, let me see. Okay, give out your phone number and all your information and when your show is on Thursday, too.
Okay, for private reading, my number is 918-623-0064, or you can email me at Pat Rivers. Oh, what is my email? Pat Rivers 33, is that it?
Yeah.
And it's two T's. It's PATTRivers33@gmail.com. And my Facebook page is Rivers Spirit Messages on Facebook. You can go there and like the page, and it gives all the dates and times for the shows. And then I have a show with Amelia Palome, but my show is called Rivers Spirit Messages, and it's on every Thursday night. And we just changed the time again back to it's 9 o'clock Central, so that would be 10 o'clock Eastern and 7 o'clock Pacific, and it's usually a two-hour show. That's every Thursday night. Is that everything? Yeah, I think that's everything. Oh, and please don't text me. I don't have text. I live out in the country. We don't even have cell phones. And Rosemary's brought this up before. I'm going to bring it up, too. After we do the show, I would really appreciate people not emailing me. I can't tell you. I'll get on Facebook, Rosemary, and I'll have 3 or 4 people chatting all wanting to ask questions for, you know, please answer these 3 or 4 questions, no problem, thank you. Or they'll email me like 3 or 4 questions after the shows. So after the shows, I'm kind of chill time. You know, it's time to wind down a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. So my phone number is 727-524-1010, and my website is rosemaryfox.com. My show tomorrow night, The Third Eye, is on from 7 until 8:30, and I have Cynthia Hodges on with me tomorrow, and we will be doing a special Christmas offer for readings, an hour and a half off, which I'll talk about tomorrow night. And plus, it'll be, I don't know, I guess it's still Christmassy. It'll be Christmassy tomorrow.
Right.
I can't believe it's almost Christmas. So anyway, that's my thing. Okay,
oh, I forgot. Well, if you're going to talk about yours, I forgot to mention that, I'm doing a special through Christmas. Also, my readings are, I'm charging $75, and then I'm also going to do half-hour readings for $40. I usually don't do half-hour readings because it never fails. You say you're going to do half-hour, and before you know it, it's been an hour. So,
right.
But I will do half-hour readings. So.
Well, I'm going to talk about mine tomorrow, so. Anyway, let's go to our next call because we've got a lot of people and I would like to get through them. Okay, 770-322.
Oh,
hello.
Wow. Hi. This is Maddie from Georgia.
Okay, what was
hello?
Your name?
Maddie.
Yes. Maddie?
We
got
yes.
us another Southern girl. All right.
Yes, another Southern girl. Yes. Yes. I want to know what energy you're picking up with a friend of mine. His name is Aaron.
Okay, is this a romantic interest for you?
It's friendship right now, yes.
Okay. So he's called Darren. And repeat your name again for me.
Maddie. And his name is Aaron. A-A-R-O-N.
I actually think, okay, I actually see the whistles blowing here. I think he's really into you. I think there's some chemistry there. And I think you know that, right?
I know that, yes. Mhm.
Yeah, yeah, that's like woohoo. Okay. Yeah, oh yes, sorry. Okay, so what the only thing that I'm worried about is all right, this is you know, what I'm gonna tell you here, I've done the total opposite, okay? I've done both, but I've done the opposite. I want you to take a little time with it. You don't want it to be burning hot and then fizzle out. Okay, you don't want to be all in the moment, all in everything, and everything's just wild and crazy and all this stuff, and then it all fizzles out. But there's somewhat, do you know when his birthday is? Is he Gemini?
September the 24th.
Oh, so he's a Virgo. Oh,
is
he
is that a Libra? September the 24th?
That's my birthday, September 24th. That's a Libra.
That's a Libra, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got
right,
you a
so,
hot daddy
so
over there then.
Okay. So here's the issue, okay? I thought it was a Gemini, but anyway, it was an air sign. So but this is what there's an issue here. Who has the legalities? Is it him? Is he still with somebody? Is he getting a divorce? Who has the legal situation here?
I don't think he's a bachelor.
Okay, but there's something, okay, so this is what I want to say about him. There's something with him where there's something he has to take care of. It involves money, but I was wondering, sometimes that's usually, I feel there's some pressure around him. I feel that he has concerns. He's not beyond being secretive, okay? I think there's a little frustration with him. Is this someone that you've known a long time but not actually dated, or you've seen him around?
This is someone I've known for a long time. I met him back in 2004. He's my chiropractor. I met him back in 2004, and we just had a connection. And we shared, you know, we shared about crystals and, you know, numerology and all of that. And I finished my healing with him, and I didn't see him again until 2012 or 2013. I had another slight accident, so I went back to him, and this is during that time period. I think we connected during the first time, but it was something going on, but we just didn't connect. And this last couple of times that I see him, he's just like, he changed. He flirted. He's uplifting. And he told me how he thought about me and this and that and the other. And I thought, is he real or not?
Well, I think this is what I want you to just not put all your eggs in one basket.
I think this is all
burning bright and the whole thing. And that's what I thought. I felt like you knew him, or you'd seen him around, or there's something. I felt like that. But what I'm concerned with is I want you to play the game, you know, not be too willing.
That's exactly what I've been doing.
good. Just play the game. Because he's somebody would be a love him and leave him, okay? Because I don't feel there's so much to him, many facets to who he is, and you are going to be more intriguing the more that he can't figure you all out. He can't figure out your thing. Yeah.
I am mystique because I'm a seven.
Okay, good. So
I'm a seven person. I am mystical.
Okay, so I think that, yes, there could be something here, but I'm not so sure that you will make the decision to stay with him in the end. That's what I think. But I just, as long as you just play the game, you know, because I think if you get with him on an intimate level, I think it would be like, you know, woo. I think it would be hot. Oh, my God. Okay.
And believe it or not, I saw that.
Yeah.
He walked toward me one day, and I just saw smoke coming from his avenue. And I thought, I looked down and I said, what am, but I didn't say anything. I was cool with it. I did not breathe a word. But at that moment, I felt very vulnerable.
Yeah, he's a hottie, all right. So, okay. So just be careful, enjoy, and be all that you can be. I don't know. I think it's up to you whether it's going to last or not in the end. That's what I'm going
to
say about that.
It would be
up to me.
Okay. All right.
I think it's up to you. Yeah, because you're a no-nonsense person. So
that's very true.
Don't be surprised if somebody else doesn't come along as well. And then you're going to think, darn it, when I have nobody... You know, when there's nobody, and now I have somebody, there's two people, because that's usually the way it works.
Yes, yes.
Okay, darling, will you have a wonderful Christmas, and I'm going to give you to Pat now.
Okay,
well,
thanks, Mary.
I just like him because he's got the same birthday as me. But
you say he's a hottie.
Yeah, we Libras are something else.
And I think
you're dumbfounded, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and he has the gift, too. Do what you do.
Right. Well, the
yes.
thing about him, the very first thing I picked up when you first asked the question, I do feel there's another woman around him. So if it's
wouldn't surprise me because he is a bachelor.
Yeah, I definitely feel there's a woman that wants him, and she wants him for what she thinks he can give her, like money, you know, security. She's looking I'm not saying she's like madly. It's not a love relationship, but she's one of these people that if she could hook him, she's looking at it from a financial point of view, and he's not stupid.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, with security, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's not stupid, but
no,
he is kind of easily influenced with compliments. He does have a bit of an ego a little bit, but
yes.
I look at it this way. You know, life's an adventure. I tell people all the time, this is a roller coaster ride. We can't control anything but our own thoughts, words, and actions. We can't control the universe or other people. Only thing we can control is how we respond. And I say this, if you're single, he's single, this is an adventure. Put on that safety harness, get on that roller coaster, and ride it, girlfriend. Because what are you going to do? You're not going to die
No, I'm not
going to
die. It'll be a wonderful experience.
There you have it. And as long as you're looking at it that way, that you're a student and a teacher, and he's a student and a teacher, and if you don't let yourself get emotionally attached to the point that you're, you know, like we did in our 20s or our teens, you're an adult now. When you can rise above all the emotional part of it and look at it from a spiritual point of view, all it is another adventure, another chapter of your life. He's got good energy. He's not a serial killer. I don't think he's going to take your money. I don't think he's playing any kind of big mind game agenda here. He just wants to enjoy life, enjoy friends, and have fun and explore the world. And I say, if you're free single, he's free single, he's got good energy, you've got great energy, I say go for it, see where it leads, what happens, just enjoy it. But there is someone around him that may cause some issues here if he does start dating you. I feel like there's another woman that's going to have a little hissy fit.
Oh, does she work with him?
She's pretty close to him. I don't think she's in the office, but she may know someone. That may be how she met him, through someone who's in the office.
Right.
Might be like a friend or a family of someone.
Okay.
She's younger, but
okay.
She's not going to win. She's too immature, but she's looking at him for... Well, actually, she's not that much younger, but she acts younger. She's very immature, so she may be in her 40s,
uh-huh.
but she doesn't. She's got some problems. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think, like you say, he's no fool.
Yeah, he's not.
Very clever. I feel that, yes.
Yeah, he's got a wicked sense of humor.
Yes.
I just see you laughing and laughing and laughing. So I say
yeah,
go for it. Wherever it leads, you know.
He actually is a prankster.
Yeah, I love it. We are
yeah,
that way. September 24th, we're great, I tell you.
Yeah, he's a prankster. He loves to keep it alive.
Yeah, we get
and what
bored
I love
easily.
About him is that he's good for me in the respect that he definitely encourages me and uplifting. He's
right,
always
he gets you out of your little comfort zone.
Pardon me?
He gets you out of your comfort zone because Libras like us, we're gypsies, man. We love adventure, new places, new things. We can get in ruts, but we also have this adventurous side.
Yes, he's very adventurous, yes.
Very playful. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
I like
yes.
his energy.
Oh, great. Great.
And I'm not just saying that because we're born the same day. I'm telling you that from an intuitive standpoint.
I like his energy, too. And I just feel like I said, we connected way back when, and I didn't see him. Then
right.
I ran into him. He said, you know, I bought my own practice, da-da-da. And then when I had the little accident, I decided to go back. And it totally took me by surprise how he started flirting. And he told me, you know, I was really thinking about you. And da-da-da, you know, after I left the first time.
Right.
I don't know.
Just enjoy life. It's an adventure, like I said. Just an adventure. Don't overthink it because you overthink
things. No, I'm not going to overthink. He shows
yeah.
a lot of love. Seems like he's a person that has a lot of love.
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Well,
you have a wonderful Christmas.
I
and
will.
You
guys too.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Okay, so our next caller is 347-731. When I get
Hi,
there.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. My name is Maribel.
Amanda?
Maribel.
Oh, Maribel. Okay. So what is your question?
So my question is in regards to romance and a relationship. If you guys saw anything coming up for me.
Okay. You want to go first, Pat?
I don't know why I'm seeing wolves. Do you like wolves?
I think they're pretty cool.
I'm seeing wolves everywhere. Okay, let me see. What they're telling me right off the bat is that, okay, and I don't blow smoke at people, you've got really good spiritual energy. You've done a lot of spiritual work. And so love for you is not the love that most people in our society look at the kind of relationships to you. It's on a much deeper level. And you're the kind of person that comes strictly from the spirit and the heart. And in the past, you've had your heart broken like we all have. So the thing is, a few years ago, it might have jaded you, but you've evolved to the point that, just like I was telling the other caller, it's an adventure. And once we can detach from the emotions and not, you know, align ourselves with the person, like I have to have this person, or we have to be married, or we, you know, make all these rules and regulations. When you can love from a spiritual level and a physical level, it's really very freeing. And I feel like for you, you're going to have someone that's similar, and that's kind of hard to find. So let me see. Does that make sense to you so far?
Yes, it does.
Okay. The problem is, that's what I'm saying. Are you in a large city, so it's even though there's, like, lots of people, it's hard to find a good person? Is that the feeling I'm getting? Are there a lot of people around you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. They're telling me right off the bat you're not going to meet anybody in a bar. I feel like, even though that's where maybe people go, I feel like I'm hearing holiday. Okay. Do you have, like, are you going to a New Year's? Have you been invited to a New Year's celebration of some kind?
A New Year celebration? No.
Okay. Let me see. Because I see it's nighttime and it's like a party. So maybe, do your friends ever have like birthday parties for each other or do things? Because I feel like this is a group of people you know is where you're going to meet someone.
Not that I've heard of recently. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, maybe you ought to have a party then. I just feel like what I'm feeling, like the person's not in your life right now. And I don't like I said before, I don't like showing what I'm seeing, but this guy's like, and I hate it when intuitive people do this. But anyway, he's like in his late 20s, maybe right at 30. But I feel like very strong. I keep hearing about around Valentine's Day, so maybe you're going to go to a party. Put it this way, when you're invited, even if it's a barbecue or someone else's birthday, go. Because you're going to meet this person at a party of friends or family or coworkers. And I'm feeling, I'm hearing June. I don't think it's right up close, but I think I'm going to pray for you if you don't mind. You have to have a special kind of person. You're very special. You're very unique. You're very ethereal, but you're also worldly. In other words, when I say that to someone, you know how there's some people that are totally detail-oriented, and then there's global thinkers. Like they see the big picture, but they don't worry about the details. You're both. It's like you can see the big picture, but you can be detailed to build it, like a jigsaw puzzle, okay? Not everybody can do that. So you're very creative, and you're going to have someone that gives you freedom. And are you in New York or near New York?
Yeah, New York is where I reside.
Okay, well, that's what I'm picking up. I feel like you're going to meet someone, and I love his energy, and hang in there because I feel like the energy is going to start shifting around April for you. Put it out there. Tell your friends and family what a special guy you want. And every day you visualize what you want, because we truly can manifest whatever we want in this life, but we have to believe it's already happened. You have to feel it. You have to attach an emotion. So you pick the number one emotion that you want from a guy, like trust, respect, not just love, but, you know, whatever quality you feel like that's already in you. And that's who you're drawing to yourself. And I feel like this energy is going to shift around April, but I think by June, by summertime, you're going to meet this person or start. If things are going to work out step by step, you're going to look back and go, wow, I cannot believe how one thing led to the other, and there he is. It's like a series of events. I don't know how to explain this. It's like a snowball effect. Once you set it in motion, different things are going to, like synchronicity, are going to happen. I feel this energy is very strong. I really like his energy. He's very calm. He's very funny, but he's kind of low-key, but he's very deep. So I say hang in there, but when you're invited or have a party, you've got to be around people. That's the only way you're going to meet this guy. And I don't see it like at a bar or anything like that. So that's what I say. But you have to respect yourself and not just settle like you've done in the past. And I do feel like he's coming next year.
Oh, man.
That's what I got to say about it.
Hello?
But you have to have somebody that lets you be yourself and be free. You've had people that liked you, and then they tried to change you or confine you. And that's just, you can't live like that.
Yeah, that's one of the things I had to face before, and I just couldn't take it anymore.
Well, you know, Dr. Phil has said this for years. We teach people how to treat us. And that's the truth. No one can abuse you or make you feel like a prisoner unless you allow it. So that's where we have to take responsibility. And the first time that radar goes off, you know something doesn't feel right, your intuition, you got to address it. I don't care how much you think you're in love with somebody. When that radar goes off, you've got to pay attention to it, your intuition.
Exactly.
Because that's where we go wrong. When you start doubting your intuition or turning it off, like, no, he's too cute, that can't be right, there you go. There's your sign. You screwed up.
Exactly. Oh, man, you hit the nail on the head.
Well, I guess that's why I saw you around thousands of people and still felt like you can't find a good person. So I'm going to throw it to Rosemary. But Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, so this is what I'm seeing for you. There may be somebody around you now that likes you or is interested in you, but I don't see it going anywhere. If you if you have an instinct, you know when you know when somebody talks to you and they like you, don't go out with somebody because you think, okay, I don't have a date. I don't see that going anywhere. As far as your love life's concerned, there's been you've had more than your share of disappointments, okay? But I want to say to you that the way you are and who you are, you're on the right path. Don't change who you are. I do think, like Pat, there will be somebody around this, well, I'm more leaning more towards March than February, but you may meet them in somewhere around February, March, and I think it's ongoing from that. Now, I don't know if this is the one, but I do think it's good. I also think that you'll have a choice of two people. There's a lot of frustration here that you need to get rid of. And one of the thoughts in my mind is, are you one of these people that, well, what I'm getting here is, are you thinking that you want to have children, that you need to meet the right person? Are you thinking babies? Are you thinking, I would like to have children? I don't know when I'm going to meet someone. Is that what's in your head?
I'm actually thinking about ways to prolong that route, only because I have certain goals to reach beforehand.
All right, so maybe it's the opposite of what I was thinking. But then I was seeing children in my head and thoughts about children, and I was thinking, no, maybe that's what you're thinking, that you want to be married and have children. Okay, oh, good. All right, don't ever be in a rush for that. And that's about it. I think that you're going to be okay, but some of the frustration that you feel, or the lack that you feel, if you like, and don't listen to anybody else. Listen to yourself. Listen to, you know, sometimes in families, you know, when are you going to meet anybody? Why can't you? What's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with you, okay? You stick to what is valuable to you, what means to you, and then it'll be good. Just stick to thine own self, be true. That's the saying. Do that, because I do not feel like you're down the wrong path, okay? And I think you'll be great. I think you have a good year. So I have to go, because we're not going to get all these people in here, but I wish you the best and have a happy Christmas.
Thank you so much, ladies. Have a blessed Christmas.
You too. If you get a chance to go out, go. I see like a bar with a guy with lights. You'll have fun if you do go out for Christmas.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, our next caller is 951-443. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what is your name?
It's Rose.
It's Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, my name's fake, huh?
Okay,
what? Rose.
Yeah.
So what is your question, Rose?
I had called maybe a year ago, and I know it was you told me that I'd be moving, and I didn't really know what you meant by that, but now I do. I just want to know what's coming up this year as far as maybe romance.
Okay. So what did you say you want to know as far as what's coming up as far as what?
Romance.
Okay. This seems to be the night for it. Maybe it's because all you ladies want to be swooned on Christmas Eve. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's this time of year when nobody wants to be by themselves at Christmas. Actually, I think it's safer to be by yourself. That's what I think. Okay.
What does Hawaii have to do with anything? Hawaii is just flashing out here. Somebody going to Hawaii? Are you going to Hawaii, Rosemary?
No.
Okay.
Not the one of my friends.
Okay. All right. Should I go first?
Yeah, go ahead, because I'm still in Hawaii.
Okay. All right. So the one thing, Rose, is when you pick somebody or you meet somebody and they're great, often they turn out to be either immature jerks, somebody that's not grown up yet. They're not ready for a relationship, even though they might have given you all that impression, like when you first meet them. I do see, although I haven't said this tonight, I do see you having a relationship here. And the guy is very quiet and deep, very sexy and quiet. You know, the quiet ones are you know what they say, the quiet ones are the worst. I actually see this as being a true love relationship. And it's not something you're going to meet over Christmas, but I do think it's worth the wait. I think this true love that you're going to meet is going to be next year. And I do see it around, I'm going to say mid-June, July. I don't think it's beyond that. Usually I give 3-month windows of time. But this is like what you've been waiting for. This is has a Scorpio feel to it, if you get what I mean. It's got that kind of deep, passionate, intense, oh, you know, God help you kind of energy to it. So I feel that. So everything that you've had up to now thus far is going to change. There's an about turn here, 360.
and all the frustrations and the irritation and nobody giving you what they want, especially if there are, that's going to end. So you're going to have what you want. So I do feel this is love, like, ooh, you know, like love, like, you know, the whole stuff, love. So I think that's good. And I think that you'll get into that. And he's kind of, I don't know, something about him is irresistible and will be irresistible to you. And don't be surprised if he's somebody that lives where you live and you haven't seen him before. You know how that is. And somebody will go, yeah, I live there, and think, oh, funny, I've never seen you before. I think you just, you know, feel like it's like somebody around you, but you never noticed, or, and all of a sudden, you know, the fireworks go off. So anyway, I don't think it's still the summertime, but I think it's good.
Would he possibly be a student, because I'm in university right now, would he be a student as well, or would he have something going on?
I do think he's a student. I do think it's somebody around you, but it's just like, you know how that is. It's like, oh, I never noticed you before. And you kind of then notice how hot they are. And I think, where did you come from? You've been here all the time. I've never seen you before. It is somebody that you've not noticed, and that you're going to have some kind of love relationship with it. But you have to have some control in this relationship too. You'll have to be... Don't let him have his own way all the time. You know, you have to set boundaries. I think it'll be fine. I do. So, Pat?
I have a question. Has someone around you had an alcohol problem that you're close to? Yeah, that's
my
father. I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's my father. I worry about it, too.
Yeah, that is coming through so strongly about alcohol addiction. And so, you know, a lot of times if we had, like you're saying, your father, that changes who we are as children. Were you around him much when you were growing up then?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah. So what Spirit's wanted me to tell you is that in the past you probably had some relationships that subconsciously, whenever we have a love relationship, if we're having an issue with a parent like that, sometimes we're trying to heal it through another person. So you might have picked someone that had similar characteristics or similar issues they were dealing with. And that's the main thing for you to work on and to heal, and to make sure that you're aware when you do meet someone else that this is not a subconscious, you're trying to heal them or help them, because you're very nurturing. And so you don't want to pick someone that has the same issues as your father.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Are you there?
Yeah, that's true. And then the thing is, I'm a single parent, so I do actually have a little girl, and I'm petite, and I'm 5'4". I think you might
maybe
have
I saw you earlier. Did you want Dejan's number? Do we still have Dejan's number?
No.
Well, maybe there's somebody else on the line that's going to Hawaii. You know how this works when we open up. We're picking up on everybody's energy.
Yeah, it's happened before. I know my loved ones on the other side sometimes have happened.
That's so funny. Well, what I just want you to do is make sure that you heal yourself before you go into a relationship, because you don't want to take your past and the things, the issues that you have with family into it. It'll screw it up every time. Because you can't heal another person. You can only heal yourself and the way you react. So, you know, if you're taking psychology classes, or if you're in college, look up some psychology on alcohol addiction and how that affects their children, and see if you don't see yourself and the characteristics of children of alcoholic parents. You know, even if you have to go to Al-Anon meetings, do something, because that there's a healing that Spirit wants you to have before you try to go into a full-blown relationship. You really need to make peace with this and understand it from a scientific and a spiritual point of view. It is a disease, and people can't wrap their brains around that. But I'm a registered nurse, and it is a disease like having diabetes. You know, it is truly in people's DNA. And so you want to make sure you stay away from alcohol, because alcoholics, 50% of their children have the tendency, and if both parents are alcoholics, 100% of the kids have the potential to be an alcoholic and have inherited that gene. So alcohol is really an issue for you to stay away from it yourself, and not to allow that in your life.
I've never been, I probably just recently maybe got a little tipsy, but that was like in my whole life I haven't.
Well, make sure you date someone that doesn't either, you know, and that's what I'm saying, that Spirit just wants you to heal and realize that you're a grown person now, and so the issues of your parents are not yours any longer, and for you to psychologically get a handle on this so that you can pick a good person. You'll pick someone who will make you very happy.
Oh, thank you. My sister is going to be a registered nurse hopefully soon. And
do what now?
My sister's actually, she's studying to be a registered nurse right now, and she's amazing, and I know how important and how special it is, really, you know, that kind of profession.
Right. Well, you know, if your antennas go off, if you start seeing someone, you're around them, they get drunk, you know, that's your sign. You can't have that in your life. You've already been there, done that. You deserve more than that. So take everything Rosemary said. Before you meet this person, I would do some homework on myself. And it's not judging you. It's just to help you make better choices in life. It's all a good thing. It's a positive thing. And be grateful that your parents taught you these hard lessons. Because, you know, the things that hurt us and the people closest to us hurt us the most. But you can either be a victim or a victor. You can look at it as, why me, poor me? Or you can say, hey, man, I'm ahead of the game. I learned these things at an early age. It's given me a bigger worldview, and I can make better choices in my life. You know?
Yeah.
So I would say take it as a learning experience and learn and grow from it.
That's good advice.
Well, you have a great Christmas, and thanks so much for calling. I hope Santa Claus is nice to your little girl, and she loves Santa Claus. Or your little boy. You said you had a kid. I don't know if it's a girl or a boy, but
girl and a boy.
Oh, well, there you have it. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, and you have a great Christmas. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye bye.
Okay. So if someone wants to get hold of me for a reading, it's 727-524-1010. My show tomorrow, The Third Eye. If you did not get on this show tonight, because I know there are people here that have been waiting 50 minutes or more, and it's not possible. It's already 20 to 9, and I'm waiting for a blog talk to cut us off here. So I apologize. There's a lot more people here than I envisioned tonight. If you call in tomorrow, my show's from 7 until 8:30. And try and get in there tomorrow. I'm really sorry. It's just that it is the end of the show. So, Pat, will you give out your number and your information?
Yeah, 918-623-0064. PatRivers33@gmail.com with two T's. Rivers Spirit Messages is my Facebook page, and my radio show is 9 o'clock Central. Rivers Spirit Messages right here on Blog Talk. And everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, whoever we're talking to out there in radio land.
Yes, I'm really sorry, people, because the time just goes really quickly, and it happens to be such a lot of people. Maybe we should make this a two-hour show, because I know that we're like 10 minutes over, and it's too risky to take somebody else, and then they might cut us off. So,
right.
All right, everyone, have a good Christmas, and call in tomorrow if you didn't get on today. Try calling in before 7 and getting in line. You have a better chance of getting on. And tomorrow I have Cynthia Hodges with me. So we're not going to talk too long we're just going to talk about special offer for readings, and then we're going to do readings tomorrow. So if you weren't lucky tonight, call in tomorrow or a Pat show on Thursday. So I want to wish you all happy Christmas, and thank you so much for hanging in there. Good night.